This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
You would have picked Seal.
I would have. Yeah, I think Kiss from a Rose is an absolutely gorgeous piece of music.
Wow, yeah, the things you learn about people.
And Chad P.
And you'll love this. In 62, Robert Goulet won best New Artist. So.
Class is in.
Closer to Christmas we get. This is Rock School right here on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting next to me, my faithful sidekick, my youthful ward. What's your name, kid?
Drew Brees P. Woo.
Well done. The Saints are now 11-0, and when people go online and listen to this in a year from now, they won't have any idea what we're talking about.
Nope, not at all.
December 2nd of this week. Now, when you're listening to this, it may be past December 2nd. We're recording this show on Tuesday of this week. But on December 2nd of this week, they are going to announce the Grammy nominations.
Already?
Already.
Wow.
The actual 52nd Grammy Awards are going to be on January 31st of 2010.
So they're announcing the nominees.
Right. The nominees are coming up. Now, in all honesty, winning a Grammy is very nice. It's not a high-end award, but still, winning a Grammy is very nice.
Oh, yeah, it'll
but
work.
But there's one Grammy that kind of stands out, and it's the Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it stand out? Because it's often seen as the kiss of death.
Kiss of death.
If you win the Best New Artist Grammy, your career may very well be over.
Are you serious?
It's almost seen as being on the front of the John Madden
game. Oh, the Madden
game.
Curse.
Yeah, it's almost a curse. And I'll give you the big one. Back in 1990, do you know who won Best New Artist?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about it yesterday.
Oh,
no, I don't know.
Milli Vanilli.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had to give it back. Now, what's interesting is when somebody wins, nobody remembers who actually was nominated with them.
Right.
Here was nominated against Milli Vanilli. Nena Cherry. Mm-hmm. Indigo Girls, Soul to Soul, and Tone Loc. Who were they going to give it to?
Wow.
I'd have given it to Milli Vanilli anyway. What I've done for this time around is grabbed all the new artists just to see how they panned out.
Mm.
Were they really wonderful? Some of them were good picks.
Uh-huh.
Some of them were, nah, you should have picked this guy.
Hmm.
Let me run back to 1970. Dig this group.
Okay.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash,
yeah.
Chicago, Led Zeppelin, Oliver, the Neon Philharmonic. Okay, let's forget about Oliver and the Neon Philharmonic. I don't even know who they are anymore. But Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Chicago, and Led Zeppelin. Who do you pick as Best New Artist?
Wow, I mean, I don't know. Who won?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash won it.
Okay.
I'd have picked Led Zeppelin, but Crosby, Stills, and Nash won it. Now, let's do one that we're actually going to play.
Okay.
Here were the nominees. Wild Cherry, The Brothers Johnson, Dr. Buzzard's Savannah Band, I don't even know who that is, Boston, and the Starland Vocal Band.
Give it to the Buzzards.
You give it to the Buzzards, would
no.
you?
No, I give it to Boston, you
no.
know me.
Starland Vocal Band wins it.
I disagree.
Afternoon Delight wins the whole thing.
Mm-mm.
I probably wouldn't have given it to Boston because, you know, local boy makes good. I'm a big fan of Wild Cherry. That's who I would have given it to. No. We must play Wild Cherry because they play that funky music, white boy. Rock School.
Hey.
Did you just refer to me as white boy?
Yeah, I did. Well, it's in the song.
Well,
it's
I
in
understand
the song. Play that,
that
funky music.
Uh-huh.
You know, it, you know.
Yeah.
I was in the music.
I understand.
Hey, now let's stay in the 70s. In 1979, a group called A Taste of Honey won.
Oh, they were so sweet.
Yeah. Do you have any idea who A Taste of Honey is?
Never heard
Listen
of them.
To who they beat.
Who?
Elvis Costello.
Are you serious?
And they beat The Cars.
What?
And they beat Chris Rea, and they beat Toto.
Show's rigged.
See, you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah,
it's
I do.
Like the it's the kiss of death.
Mm-mm.
In 1978, Sean Cassidy,
yeah,
Andy Gibb,
yeah,
Foreigner,
yeah,
were all beaten by. Get
Who?
This.
Who?
You light up my life.
No,
Debbie Boone.
What?
Debbie Boone beat them all. I'll give you one more.
Wow.
This is the one we're going to play.
Okay.
Let's go to 1975. Phoebe Snow was nominated. You're the poetry man. I like Phoebe Snow.
Mm.
Graham Central Station. That's a pretty good group.
Yeah.
David Essex.
Yeah,
David
yeah.
Essex is pretty good. I like him. Johnny Bristol.
Okay.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Bad Company. Right. So Bad Company had to win, right?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. You betcha.
No.
Who no. won? Bad Company was beaten by, you ready for this?
Who?
Marvin Hamlish.
Who is Marvin?
Marvin Hamlish is a songwriter, but Bad Company?
Bad Company.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-uh.
I think we should crown them. Bad Company. Bad Company wins 75. Rock School.
So basically now we're rock and roll superheroes
yes.
that travel back in time
That's
to right all of the wrongs
That's
of
right.
the Grammy mistakes of Best New Artist.
Yeah, Joe and Chad's Excellent Adventure.
There you go.
That's now, right.
I think they already have someone that does that. His name's Kanye West.
That's right, and you have to wear glasses that aren't really sunglasses. They're just kind of, I don't know, velour
right.
blinds
mm-hmm.
On top of your eyes. Let me finish up the 70s.
Okay.
Natalie Cole won in 1976 over nobody really, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Bette Midler won in 74. That's good, over Barry White. And Marie Osmond, well, that's good. Oh, Maureen McGovern as well. And on top of that, America and Carly Simon.
Hmm.
Good. Let's go back to the 1960s. Now, dig this. In 69, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap.
All right.
Jeannie C. Riley. The Day My Mama Socked It to the Harper Valley PTA.
Okay, I know who that is now. All right.
O.C. Smith. Ever heard of him?
No.
And Cream.
Oh, Cream won.
Cream has to won, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Right? No. Jose Feliciano.
Oh,
right?
I love Jose Feliciano.
Do you? What is it? What's the Christmas song that he does? Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Well, I'm sorry. Cream should have won that
Well,
one.
I agree.
I'm sorry. Cream should have won that. Let's do Strange Brew. Once again, righting the wrongs of the past.
I thought we were going to play Jose.
Heck no. Rock School. That's Cream, Strange Brew, back from 1969.
So basically, we're going to title this show, They Should Have Won.
Yeah, They Should Have Won.
They Should Have Won.
What
I would have picked
curse?
Cream, I mean.
So would I, but you know, we're looking at it through 2020 vision.
Right.
You know, we actually have the setup. In 1966, Tom Jones won Best New Artist over top of The Byrds, mm-hmm. Herman's Hermits, Sonny and Cher. In 1965, The Beatles won Best Whoa. New Artist. You
there
know.
You go.
But they won it over Pet Clark. And I love Petula Clark.
Hmm.
Absolutely love Petula Clark.
So the curse doesn't always apply, huh?
Not always. How about this? In 1964, the Swingle Singers won.
Huh?
Have you ever heard of the Swingle Singers?
I don't know what a Swingle Singer is.
I don't either. Here are the rest of the people in 1964. Vicky Carr.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Vicky Carr. John Gary.
Eh?
The Jays with Jamie. Ever heard of them?
No.
No? Trini Lopez.
That name rings
okay,
a bell.
Yeah, Trini Lopez. In 1963, Ward Swingle won.
What's the deal with the Swingles?
You got me. The Four Seasons were up against Ward Swingle. So I can understand why they would have lost that. Hmm. And you'll love this. In 62, Robert Goulet won Best New Artist. So. Here's 1968. Let's go back or go up to 1968. Here are the names.
Mm-hmm.
Lana Cantrell.
Right.
The Fifth Dimension.
Right.
Harper's Bazaar.
Okay.
Bobby Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson Airplane. Who's going to win it?
You know what I'm going to say.
Who?
The Airplane.
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane has to win it, right?
Yes.
Grace Slick. No. Got to win it.
I'm guessing it doesn't.
No, Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
Bobby Gentry had one big hit, Ode to Bobby Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, or Ode to Billy Joe.
Yeah.
And that's really about it.
But Jefferson Airplane had numerous hits.
Tons. And then they became Jefferson Starship, then Starship, and then
Voyager,
Mailbox, and then, I don't know, Meatloaf.
Rooftop.
And all of that kind of stuff. So
cool.
They
so should
have
won.
We're
going to play them.
Airplane. Rock School. This is Rock School as we wrap up the 1960s, talking about the Best New Artist Grammy. They're going to announce the nominees at least this week. In 1960, let's wrap them up. Peter Nero won in 1961 on top of four people I've never heard of. Leontine Price, Joni Summers, Miriam Makeba. Ever heard of them?
You never heard of Makeba?
No. Yeah, and you have.
Uh-huh.
1960, Bobby Darin won over top of, again, four people I've never heard of. So that wraps up the 1960s.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll do the 1980s since we started with the 1970s. We'll do the 1980s and talk about if anybody actually had the Best New Artist curse. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you for running this fine, fine radio program.
And hello to KLSU down in Baton Rouge.
And iTunes. Get us on iTunes. We're there and it's 24/7. They're always open. I checked. They're always open. But for some strange reason, there's a lock on the door. I don't understand that. Back in a minute. Rock School.
I'm going to make what I think is a safe bet and predict that Taylor Swift will be nominated for the Best New Artist Grammy.
Oh, gosh, you think?
Yeah, I do.
Now, let me look here. I think she's already been nominated. Yeah, she has. She was nominated in 2008.
Really?
Yeah, and lost.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in fact, we'll get to it. I brought a song by the person who beat her.
Cool.
In 2008, so we may actually do that. Let's talk about the 1980s here. In 1989, Tracy Chapman, You've Got a Fast Car, won. Again, one hit.
Yeah.
She had a second one a little later on.
Right.
You know, Give Me One Reason to Stay. Rick Astley was also up against her. Tony Childs, Take Six, and Vanessa Williams. She was the best pick out of the group.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. In 1988, Jody Watley, who's looking for a new love, Baby.
Baby.
Yeah, Breakfast Club. She won Breakfast Club, which was Madonna's backup group.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting Crew, Terrence Trent D'Arby, and Swing Out Sister. Again, she was the best, but none of them really took off.
It's kind of like taking the less of all the evils.
Yeah, seems to be. And here's the one we're going to play out of 1987. Here are the groups. Glass Tiger.
Okay.
New Shoes. My wife loved New Shoes. Loved them. Simply Red.
Mm.
Bruce Hornsby in the Range. And Timbuk 3.
Simply Red.
Simply Red? Mm-mm.
No?
Bruce Hornsby in the Range won it.
Okay. Who should have won it?
Timbuk 3.
Oh.
Because the future's so bright. I gotta wear shades, man. Rock School. Hey, 50,000 a year will buy a lot of beer. That's Timbuk 3. It was a guy with a guitar, a woman with a bass, and a beatbox.
A beatbox.
That's right. It was nothing more than like a boombox that the guy came out on stage and pressed a button and it played a backing a drum track.
Hmm.
1986, Sade, Aha. By the way, it was one of the biggest selling groups in Brazil.
What?
Humongous Aha is. Freddie Jackson, Katrina and the Waves, Julian Lennon, Sade won it.
Oh.
Yeah, she did all right.
I would have gone with Aha.
Yeah, they did all right. Here's 1985, The Judds, Corey Hart, who wears sunglasses at night. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Sheila E. and Cyndi Lauper. Who
do you think won? The Judds.
The Judds?
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh.
Cyndi Lauper.
He's crazy.
Culture Club. This is 1984. Culture Club, In a Big Country, the Eurythmics, Men Without Hats, S-S-S-S-A-A-A, and Musical Youth.
Eurythmics.
Well, they should have won. Should have won, but Culture Club. Musical Youth wasn't bad. Passed the Duchy on the left-hand side.
I'd suck at the Grammys.
Yeah, you would. 1983, this is one we're going to play. Here are the groups. Men at Work, Asia, Jennifer Holliday, The Human League, and The Stray Cats. Of those five, who would you pick as best new artist?
Who would I pick?
Yeah.
Stray Cats.
Stray Cats?
Yeah.
That's who I would have picked as well.
They
but
picked Asia.
No, they picked Men at Work. I know. Let's do the Stray Cats. Brian Sesser used to actually have a small group. He didn't have 16 horns around him at all points in time. Rock this town. Rock school. This is Rock School. Welcome to the bottom of the hour as we talk about the Grammys, the best new artists trying to right the wrongs that the Grammys did to these best new artists. We're doing pretty well. I think we're picking the better group, but then again, we have the hindsight. Yeah. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do something at the bottom of the hour that we do every week at this time. We start on Monday, November 30th, all the way through December 6th into December 7 days, 70 seconds. Something that happened on these dates way back when. Chad has Monday. Go.
Monday, November 30th in 2003, the corner of Bowery and 2nd Street in New York is renamed Joey Ramone Place.
Good. December 1st, 1957, tonight's Ed Sullivan Show features performances by two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, each making their debut on national television, Buddy Holly and Sam Cooke.
On December 2nd, back in 1986, MTV aired Michael Jackson's Thriller video for the first time. It lasted till 1987.
December 3rd, 1971, the Montreux Casino burns to the ground during a show by the Mothers of Invention. Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water talks all about the fire.
December 4th, that's a Friday this year, but back in 1980, Led Zeppelin released a statement announcing that it was disbanding in the wake of drummer John Bonham's death.
He drank 22 shots of vodka that night.
Wow.
December 5th, 1956, Alan Freed's film Rock, 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 starring Chuck Berry, The Flamingos, Frankie Lyman, Laverne Baker, and Johnny Burnett is released. And finally, on Sunday the 6th, back in 1995, Joni Mitchell is awarded Billboard Magazine's Century Award. Okay, let me get my papers back to where they all should be, and we will move along with the 1980s, wrap them up. In 1982, here are the people who were up for Best New Artist. Luther Vandross, James Ingram, The Go-Go's, Adam and the Ants, Sheena Easton. Who would you pick?
Give it to Luther.
Oh, would you?
Yep.
I'd have given it to The Go-Go's.
And who
won? Sheena Easton won.
Yeah, we're just going to have to take the most obscure one and pick that as the winner, and we'll probably hit it.
Seems that way. 1981, here are the people.
Okay.
The Pretenders, Amy Holland.
Who?
Robbie Dupree, Irene Cara, Chris Cross.
Dupree?
Christopher Cross. He swept that year.
Ah.
He went crazy that year. And here's the one we're going to play. 1980, here are the people. Robin Williams. Yes, as in the comedian.
Are you serious?
Yes. The Knack. Dire Straits, The Blues Brothers, Ricky Lee Jones.
I'm going to pick Robin Williams just to have fun.
No. I'd have picked Dire Straits, but Ricky Lee Jones won.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it all better. Let's make it correct. Here's Dire Straits.
Yay.
Twisting by the Pool. Rock School. Twisting by the Pool, Dire Straits. That wraps up the 1980s. Into the 1990s. Now, we did 1990. That was the year Milli Vanilli won and had to give back the whole thing because they were found to be lip-syncing. 1991. Here are the groups.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, the Black Crows.
Okay.
The Kentucky Headhunters, Lisa Stanfield, Wilson Phillips.
I would have given it to the Crows.
So would I.
Mariah
Carey.
Yeah, Mariah Carey is going to take that thing probably every time.
Yeah, she could probably sleep on a pile of the awards she has. But let's make it right. What do you say?
The Crows.
Let's make it right. The Black Crows, Jealous Again. Rock School.
Love the Crows, man. Love the Black Crows.
So do I.
Saw them live.
Did you? How were they?
Excellent.
I bet they were.
They were.
I bet they were. There might have been some marijuana backstage.
You think?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. 1992. Here are the groups. Mark Cone, Boyz II Men, C&C Music Factory, who make you sweat, Color Me Bad, and Seal. Who would you have picked?
Bet Boyz II Men won it.
No, Mark Cone won it.
Mark Cone?
Yeah, I would have picked Seal.
Walking in Memphis?
Yeah, I would have picked Seal.
You would have picked Seal?
I would have. Yeah, I think Kiss from a Rose is an absolutely gorgeous piece of music.
Wow, yeah, the things you learn about people.
1993, here are the groups.
Okay.
Arrested Development, Billy Ray Cyrus, Sophie B. Hawkins, Criss Cross, Jump, Jump.
Yeah, I remember that.
John Secada.
Let's give it to the Achy Breaky Heart.
You know, that's probably who I would have picked because the song was so big. Arrested Development won it.
No. Yeah,
they did.
Come on, man.
You know, 1994, here are the groups. Right. Tony Braxton, Belly, Blind Melon,
Belly,
Digible Planets.
Who?
Digible Planet. I've never heard of them.
Okay.
And SWV.
Oh, SWV probably won.
No.
No.
Tony Braxton. It's a good pick. Huh. I like Blind Melon,
yes,
though.
Yes, I do, too.
Yeah, let's put a little girl in a bee suit. What do you say? And have her dance around.
And there'll be no rain.
Hey, Rock School.
That little girl was ugly.
Oh.
She was. I'm sorry, dude.
You're a horrible person.
Why?
She was a little bee. She
Whatever.
Was cute.
She was an ugly bee.
Wow. Let's finish up the 1990s. We're running out of show here. In 1995, Sheryl Crow wins it over top of the Counting Crows and Green Day. She beat Green Day. 1996, Hootie and the Blowfish. You had to give it to them. I mean, they were bigger than the Empire State Building.
They just took off, and now he's singing country.
Yeah, and did very well at it, too. Mm-hmm. People like him a lot. They beat Alanis Morissette, by the way, and Shania Twain. In 1997, Leanne Rimes wins it over top of Jewel, no doubt, garbage.
Mm-hmm.
In 1998, Paula Cole wins it over top of Puff Daddy.
No, I disagree.
And Hanson.
I agree.
Bop. And wrapping up the 1990s, Lauryn Hill wins it over top of, pretty good, over top of the Dixie Chicks, Andrea Bocelli, is that his name?
Okay.
And the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I'd have given it to Lauren.
Yep, so that wraps up the 1990s. Hello, KSCL. Gosh, thank you for running this fine, fine radio program out of Shreveport.
And Radio Universidad out of Salamanca, Spain. I still get chills when I tell people, my show is on in Spain.
They say, you know what? Prove it. Prove it. Okay. We can. Go to the website. We'll show it to you. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, here we go. Into the 2000s of these here, the best new artists. 2000. Here are the groups. Christina Aguilera, Macy Gray, who's goofy.
Yes, she is.
Kid Rock, Britney Spears, Suzanne Tedeschi.
Tedeschi.
Heard of her. Tedeschi? Yeah. Okay, fine. Who's winning?
Well, I gave it to Kid Rock.
Christina Aguilera.
That's my biased opinion.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera wins it. Shelby Lynn, 2001. Shelby Lynn, Brad Paisley, Papa Roach, Jill Scott, Sisqó.
Papa Roach.
Hey, Shelby Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
2002. Alicia Keys, India Arie, Nelly Furtado, David Gray, Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Wrong.
Uh-huh.
Alicia Keys.
Did you notice I'm picking all the rock groups?
Yeah, so would I. And finally, the one we're going to play, 2003. Here are the groups.
Okay.
John Mayer.
Yep.
Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Branch. Ashanti. Norah Jones.
Oh, give it to Avril Lavigne because she's so cute.
She really is, but Norah Jones was cuter.
Yeah. Norah Jones has got a good voice, but I love Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
I really
so do.
Do
I. You know what she does?
What?
Makes things complicated.
I actually like this song.
So do I. Rock School.
No, no, no.
Yeah, Avril's actually in my my guilty pleasures internal file.
That's we're getting old enough that we don't mind telling people. Is that what it is?
I really don't mind.
Okay, 2004. We got to wrap it up in this break. Evanescence, 50 Cent, Fountains of Wayne, Heather Headley, Sean Paul. Who wins it?
Evanescence.
Yes, you got
one. Yo, thank you. One of seven.
T. 2005. Here come the groups. Gretchen Wilson, Kanye West, Joss Stone, Lost Lonely Boys, Maroon 5. Who wins it?
Give it to Kanye.
Ah, wrong. Maroon 5.
I bet he protested.
Yeah, probably. 2006. Here's the groups. Sugarland. Keane, K-E-A-N-E. Mm. Yeah. Fallout Boy. Ciara. John Legend.
I should be able to remember this. It was just a few years ago. Yeah. I'm going to say Fallout Boy.
Hey, John Legend. I like John Legend. Always plays that sit-down lap guitar. Mm-hmm. 2007, here are the groups. Corinne Bailey Ray, Imogene Heap, Chris Brown, James Blunt, Carrie Underwood.
Blunt.
Carrie Underwood. And here's the one you asked about. This is the one we'll wrap up on. 2008, yeah. Taylor Swift, Paramore, Ledesi, Feist, Amy Winehouse.
Well, I know Swift didn't win, so I'll go with Winehouse.
Right.
There you go.
And you finish it up. Guess where she's going?
I wonder.
That's right. She's going to rehab. And I say no, no, no. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And that wraps up the Grammy Show. Class is dismissed.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't.